You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down Dalal Street. Today is the 28th of May 2019 and it was a day of consolidation for the markets. The advice from experts is that you guys, investors, stay cautious near 12,000. All that took place today on Dalal Street is what I bring to you on this evening cup of tea. We like to call an evening walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
It was a day of consolidation for the Indian markets today, but it did manage to hit a fresh record closing high amid volatility. The S&P BSE Sensex recouped losses and closed above 39,700, while the Nifty 50 held on to 11,900 levels. What was the final tally on Dalal Street? The BSE Sensex rose 66 points to close at 39,749, while the Nifty 50 closed just 4 points higher at 11,928, but still record-closing high. Banking stocks witnessed some profit-taking. The Nifty Bank bounced back over 269 points from its intraday low to close 49 points lower at 31,597, weighed down by losses in Punjab National Bank, Kotak Bank, Bank of Baroda, and IDFC First Bank. Apart from banking names, telecom, auto, capital goods, consumer durable sectors also witnessed profit-taking. On the other hand, buying was seen in IT, metals, energy and oil and gas stocks. In terms of the broader market, the S&P BSE Mid-Cap Index rose 0.09%, while the BSE Small-Cap Index gained 0.41%, compared to 0.17% rise seen in the BSE Sensex. The India Volatility Index, that is the India VIX, rose marginally by 0.18% to 16.22 levels ahead of F&O expiry on Thursday, that is the day after tomorrow. Experts advise investors to remain cautious at higher levels towards 12,000, which could witness selling pressure. Technically, the Nifty 50 made a fresh record closing high, but it reversed gains around 11,958 today, which was similar to Monday's intraday high of 11,957. The focus will now shift to May F&O expiry on Thursday and on the macro front GDP data for quarter four and infrastructure output data on Friday could dictate the near-term trend for the markets, along with, of course, global cues. Jayant Manglik, who is the president of retail distribution at Religare Broking, told Money Control, and I quote, "While the market gains could extend in the coming sessions, we prefer to remain cautious at higher levels. Indian benchmark indices are trading near peak valuations and at a meaningful premium to other emerging markets, which warrants some caution. For premium valuations to sustain, corporate earnings revival is crucial. However, earnings this quarter have been a mixed bag. Further, domestic macro data like quarter four GDP data and infrastructure output, which is also scheduled for this week, as well as RBI's monetary policy due on the 6th of June, will dictate further market trends in the coming weeks." Unquote. Manglik further added that global developments, especially progress on US-China trade talks, will also induce high volatility. Some stocks that have been in the news today. Zee Entertainment Enterprises' fourth quarter net profit increased 26.8% to 292.5 crore rupees, beating analyst estimates on every parameter. The stock rose nearly 6%, although some brokerage firms reduced their respective target price for the stock. Punjab National Bank slipped over 3% after the state-owned lender narrowed its loss to 4,750 crore rupees in the January to March quarter due to lower provisions and also improved its asset quality and provision coverage ratio. High slippages weighed on the stock. Fresh slippages at the end of March quarter doubled to 6,710 crore rupees against 3,324 crore rupees in quarter 3 FY19. Shares of Yes Bank rallied as much as 4% on reports that the private lender is planning to exit its asset management business. Adani Gas shares surged more than 14% after the company almost doubled its net profit in the March quarter on the back of higher sales. What's been happening in the rest of the world? Well, European markets have been trading higher today as investors kept an eye on the political developments. This is, of course, after the EU elections. Asian markets ended higher today after US President Donald Trump's visit to Japan. Japan's Nikkei 225 rose 0.37% to close at 21,260.14, while South Korea's Kospi added 0.23% to close at 2,048.83, and the Shanghai Composite added 0.61% to close at 2,909.91. Well, that's it for today. As far as Dalal Street and Dalal Street equivalents from the rest of the world are concerned, there is, of course, stories of the day that you have to look forward to later in the evening, which is pretty much a recap of everything that's happening in the world and, by definition, the only podcast you actually need to listen to if you want to get caught up with the world. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.